Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Soap Factory has long been a force in the Minneapolis art world, a forerunner of multimedia art. They produce creative events like the 10-Second Film Festival, and next week they're stretching their creativity again with a new festival called Impetus. The Soap Factory presents this four-day festival, August 21st through the 24th, with workshops and classes of emerging contemporary dance. The festival will include guided improvisation, dance composition classes, yoga, meditation, lectures on the creative process, open rehearsals for observation, and the festival wraps up on Saturday the 24th with a gala performance of all eight festival choreographers. We spoke with Paul Herwig, one of the festival workshop leaders.
My name is Paul Herwig. And I'm an interdisciplinary theater artist. I'm an actor, a director, and I'm also a set designer.
The festival happening at Soap Factory is called Impetus. What is your involvement, and what are you looking forward to?
I have wanted to do something at the Soap Factory for a number of years. It hasn't been possible till now, so I'm really excited. I'm doing a performance piece there as part of this inaugural Impetus Festival that's based on a couple of different visual artists' work. In my whole 33-year career now, have been kind of circling back to reconnecting with my visual art background in my theater performance work. And so the Soap Factory is a great setting for that, and Impetus is a great program for that. And the two artists that I'm inspired by to create this piece, one is Picasso, and I don't need to say much about Picasso because most people know something about Picasso. And what interests me about Picasso is how often he took something apart in order to put something back together and make something new. And the other artist I'm working with, his name is Mark Manders, and he's from the Netherlands. And he's an artist who also takes things and puts them together. He was a poet, and his sculpture that he creates in spaces are setting objects side by side, and by virtue of the fact of how they're set next to each other, they create a new meaning. It's much less heady than it sounds. When you actually walk into a room and see one of his sculptures, you really actually feel something. It's not just an idea. You actually feel something as a person. And a lot of contemporary art, which is very conceptual, has almost nothing to do with what the audience feels. It's really all about the ideas. I, as an artist, am much more interested in engaging the audience emotionally, but doing it in a way that's fresh or new or different than what normal theater usually does. There's no point in trying to shock anybody anymore, you know? So you have to find different ways of engaging the public, and I think Impetus is going to be really interesting to see if all of us artists involved are successful in getting people in touch with what makes, you know, art and art making special.
Right.
And I'm the odd duck out here. You know, I'm not a choreographer and I'm not a dancer. So I do a lot of movement-based theater. So theater that's driven by physical characterizations and visual images as opposed to text. When I did this as my own sort of series of workshops in town, you know, there were actors, there were dancers, there was a set designer, there was even an architect who came in. And it was really, really, really exciting to see what people came up with and what they did and how it sort of opened their minds onto new ways of looking at how these very physical, very real things could affect, you know, them in how they think about what they do, you know, the ideas about how they do things or the execution or so. Yeah, this festival is all about exposing or revealing the impetus to have created this kind of work. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what people think of that and to participate in the workshops that are concurrent with this event. And, you know, it's birthing a new baby, so I'm interested to see what comes out and if people enjoy it.
Impetus runs next Wednesday through Saturday at the Soap Factory, located at 514 2nd Street Southeast in Minneapolis. More information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, Liz Peterson, with music by Willie Murphy and support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.